This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. All right, so it's 12:06 on the East Coast, 6 past midnight. And it is now 9/12/2013, and we were able to go beyond this day without another false flag attack. There was tons of propaganda, tons of lies, tons of media manipulation, but at least there wasn't another false flag. Knock on wood. Hopefully that will remain the case and continue to keep us in a place of peace. Well, the powers that shouldn't be have different plans, as you know. My good friend and colleague Lennon Honor has been decoding and debunking all of this from Obama's speech recently with his video stream, Media Manipulation, on his website, LennonHonor.com, to 9/11. The Global Motion Picture Stage Show, as he puts it, and his book, of course, The 9/11 Fear-Based Mind Control Program, and I couldn't think of a better way of titling a book on this topic. Lennon, good to have you. How have you been?
Oh, I've been doing excellent, brother. Thanks for having me, and I do appreciate it. And out of all people I would love to talk to, just as we close out, another 9/11 would be you.
You're too kind.
Yeah.
Are we beating a dead horse here?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the person. You know, I think it depends, and I would like to think that the what I call the 911 fear-based mind control program, that it's not impacting people. And I would like to think that many people have transcended this particular program. But I think you and I would probably agree that this is an issue that is still impacting, you know, probably hundreds of millions of people around the world, this traumatizing event of September 11th. So in that sense, I think that we can never really get to the point where we're overdoing it. I think that there's so much more work to be done. And luckily, people like you, you know, you're facilitating these forums where we can begin to discuss these particular issues. And I think that it's going to take some time. So in that sense, you know, there's plenty of work to do.
Absolutely. And we're not going to talk about the specifics involved, you know, whether thermite was used or what Larry Silverstein had to say. We're going to talk about the overall conditioning involved with this. And every year around this time, they reinforce this trauma. And this is something that you've looked at, a phenomenon that you've been able to decode in your book, right?
Yes, yes. It's what I call the 911 fear-based mind control program. And of course, as you know, and a lot of us know, I'm sure Mark would also agree that it's important for us to ask those critical questions in terms of, you know, who did it and why, what was the significance of it in terms of September 11th, the attacks, whether we look at it from a numerological perspective or we look at it from the occult symbolism perspective, or we want to look at it in terms of geopolitics, or if we want to look at it in terms of just the overall atmosphere here in the United States as it relates to being able to travel, to get on planes, what have you. I think it's important for us to ask critical questions in those terms, but also would like to infuse into the conversation, which is a focal point of my book, the implications of that trauma as it relates to the psychological condition of the human species. And that in point of fact, the trauma of September 11th, which was, you know, derived from the most horrifying event that we have experienced collectively as a species in real time live, perhaps the first time in human history where we have a globally traumatizing event being broadcast to the global population, and therefore the trauma of that event being broadcast to the global population, to now look at the implications of that trauma and how that particular trauma has impacted the psychological condition of the human species, and in particular to recognize that it has become a subconsciously embedded program. And that's where my book comes in, the 911 Fear-Based Mind Control Program.
We saw that on the months and days leading up to 9/11, there were certain stories. Of course, Pastor Terry Jones was the big one a couple years ago. We had the mosque being built. Are these stories injected by design?
Yes, and that's what I call mass media cyclical programming timeline. Mass media operates on cycles, and in that it's cyclical, that means that particular stories are reported on at particular times in the year. As you gave a reference to Pastor Terry Jones. He is a character that is brought back on the scene at particular times each year over the last 3 years. But then there's also other stories. And the idea is that these stories trigger the trauma. Again, we're talking about psychology, a subconsciously embedded trauma that causes people to externalize power. There's particular stories that trigger that trauma that is submerged within the subconscious mind. Pastor Terry Jones being one of the characters that plays its role, his role in the global motion picture stage show to trigger the trauma of September 11, 2001. And what I have inside my book on page 97, and I outline it quite clearly, is mass media cyclical programming timeline. Within the 6 weeks leading up to the anniversary of September 11, 2001, we find a steady buildup of September 11, 2001 trigger stories in the news. Topics include, number one, terror threats and cyber threats. Okay, terror threats trigger the trauma of September 11. Cyber threats as well trigger the trauma of September 11th, especially in those 6 weeks leading up to September 11th. That's why you get stories about Yemen and potential unconfirmed, credible terror threats in Yemen. Nothing ever happens. They're not designed to ever happen. It's just designed to trigger the trauma of September 11th. If you can trigger the trauma, people react in a particular way. And in many cases, the way that people react to the triggering of the trauma is they go back into the fear mode that they felt on September 11th. And I state inside my book that the greatest means of control that's not actualized through military might, physical subjugation, or brute force. The greatest means of control is actualized through the manipulation of the psychological condition of the human species, and fear being the preeminent tool of psychological warfare. The trauma brings forth fear. Fear brings forth the externalization of power. The externalization of power brings forth the control. That's the four-step process, whether you want to look at it in terms of physical control or psychological control, i.e. mind control. So these types of stories, terror threats, cyber threats. Number two, bomb threats. That's why we get stories in news about implantable breast bombs. We get stories in the news about implantable body bombs, body cavity bombs. We also get liquid bombs, all within that six-week window. Nothing ever pans out, but it triggers a trauma. Bomb threats, terror threats trigger the trauma of September 11, 2001. Number three, stories about Al-Qaeda. So, for instance, in Syria, we have these rebels. They're affiliated somehow with Al-Qaeda. You always have to bring back Al-Qaeda. Barack Obama must speak about it a little bit. At least he must mention Al-Qaeda in his speech. It's all by design a day before September 11th. Perfectly predictable. It's to trigger the trauma of September 11, 2001. Obviously, Al-Qaeda has a subliminal resonance with September 11, 2001. Number four, stories about Osama bin Laden. Number five, TSA in plane problems. If people watch very carefully, usually within the 6 weeks leading up to September 11, we get a massive infusion of plane problems. It can be plane crashes. It can be, you know, planes being brought back to the runway, bomb threats on planes, so forth and so on. Perfectly predictable. I should mention that these stories, they do occur at other times in the year, but there's a concentration, a very specific concentration, which starts in the 6 weeks leading up to September 11th. It builds. It gets to a frenzy right before September 11th, and then after September 11th, it fades out again. Other stories real quickly here. Number six, national security issues. Okay, Syria, of course, is a national security issue. Triggers trauma September 11th. Number seven, Pastor Terry Jones, right there in the book. Right here on page 97. He comes out, he threatens to burn Qurans, 3,000 Qurans on September 11th, but today he was arrested. Okay, good drama, but it's really triggering the trauma of September 11, 2001. Number eight, credible but unconfirmed threats. In other words, credible but unconfirmed terror threats. This is neurolinguistic programming. How can something be credible but unconfirmed? Okay, this is doublespeak. This also triggered the trauma of September 11, 2001. Stories about New York City and Ground Zero. In point of fact, a couple of days ago, there was a story in the news. Where is the 911 flag? Where is the Ground Zero flag that was, you know, shown on? Why is that coming out in the news? Okay,
it's upside down.
That's right. Okay, and then of course the last thing here is Homeland Security. So stories about Homeland Security. The idea is that these types of stories on a subconscious level triggers the trauma of September 11, 2001. Most people are oblivious to the trauma because the trauma is embedded within the subconscious mind. And most people did not process September 11, 2001 consciously for three main reasons. And I'll be brief. Number one, sensory overload. The amount of information that was distributed on September 11th in real time, the conscious mind could not process. Number two, conflicting information. All the conflicting information causes psychological trauma. And then number three, fear itself compromising the intellectual process. Therefore, the trauma of September 11th was submerged within the subconscious mind.
It's hidden in the subconscious mind, and they're waiting to tap back into that so you can relive the trauma and continue the programming. We'll be right back. Len and Ann are our guests tonight on The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll open up the phone lines for the last part of this hour at 800-313-9443. So if you want to talk with Lennon or myself, feel free to call in 800-313-9443. Lennon, tell me more about this book.
Yes, the 911 Fear-Based Mind Control Program. If anyone's interested in it, you can find it at LennonHonor.com/911. LennonHonor.com/911. And it looks, it takes a critical look at the psychological implications of the trauma of September 11, 2001. I also talk a lot about what I would call demographic-specific reporting. And what that means is that, you know, in many cases, people believe that, you know, if they subscribe to the alternative news, that 100% of what they receive in the alternative news is actually factual, backed by evidence or proof. But what I also outline inside the book is in terms of the manipulation machine, if you will, that the alternative news and the mainstream news, they work hand in hand. It's just demographic specific. And out of this, and if we look at September 11th as an example, one of the things that took place because of this, you know, the conflict created based upon the official version that was reported on by the mainstream news and then the any given alternative version reported on by the alternative news, the conflict created divide and conquer, and then people became at odds with each other, and then therefore came forth what I call the Great Divide. This is another thing that I talk about inside the book. This great divide is where individuals, they are in competition or they're in conflict with each other based upon what they believe took place on September 11th and how that, too, is, in point of fact, a problem. And the reason why is because if you focus so much on fighting other people or arguing with other people about September 11th, which was a traumatizing event, you don't necessarily get to dealing with the trauma that is embedded within your subconscious mind. That's why I propose inside the book that it's at this point, 12 years in or 12 years later, the deeper issue is whether or not an individual has healed from the trauma. If you heal from the trauma, then you can actually address the issue without having the degrees of emotionalism that would cause you to be in conflict with someone else because of what you believe or what they believe. What someone else believes or what you believe is totally irrelevant in this case. And when we talk about psychologically, what is relevant is whether or not an individual has healed from the trauma. In addition to talking about those types of topics, I also give solutions as to how an individual can go through the process of healing the trauma of September 11, 2001. And I talk about that towards the end of the book. There's a whole lot more that I talk about. I analyze, you know, scripts. I analyze what I call the supervillain archetype script, which is quite fascinating, which is playing itself out in Syria, in point of fact. It played itself out in Libya. It played itself out in Iraq. And this also proves my proposition here that is proven, in point of fact, by me to every single 6 weeks leading up to September 11, 2001. And that is to say that much of what mass media reports on mainstream and alternative is scripted. And if you understand the script, and I outline the scripts inside of the book, if you understand the program, I outline the program inside the book, three of them in point of fact, you can actually predict the types of stories that are coming out in the news, in the mainstream, in the alternative news, in advance of them actually coming out. And this is precisely what I do inside the book, and that's precisely what I do on my live video streams as well.
Awesome. Let's talk about the solutions, because, mm-hmm. you know, we've talked a lot about the fear and the dark aspects of this, but how can we heal ourselves now 12 years later?
Yes. And, you know, I would say this, that the greatest traumas are the ones that we are unaware of. And most people are unaware of the trauma of September 11th because it's embedded within their subconscious mind. And in that it's embedded within their subconscious mind, they're not necessarily consciously aware of. It's not something that we think about. Okay, it's something that is there, and I explain the three main reasons as to why it was embedded within the subconscious mind inside the book in terms of basic elements of human psychology, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, how the conscious mind works, how the subconscious mind, the conscious mind's primary objective is to define undefined elements and to solve problems. The subconscious mind's primary objective is to protect the conscious mind from experiencing degrees of psychological trauma. Okay, and then also, how does, you know, the emotion of fear fit into this dynamic? Most people were fearful on September 11th. Fear compromises the intellectual processes. You experience a level of psychological trauma in the midst of fear. The subconscious mind takes that trauma and submerges it within the subconscious mind, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The reason I'm bringing this up is because most people are oblivious as to the trauma in the first place, and the most profound traumas are the ones that we do not recognize exist. And in point of fact, that's one of the reasons why we don't recognize that they exist is because they are thoroughly submerged within the subconscious mind. At this point, the trauma of September 11th is embedded 12 layers deep within the subconscious mind of the global population. For those of us who have not healed, okay, this assumes that on September 11th you watched the events unfold, or in and around September 11th you were able to see the video footage and you experienced a level of trauma, the death, destruction, you know, the buildings collapsing in on themselves, the plane striking. It doesn't matter what you believe in terms of the official version. I'll say it right now, the official version is insult to human intelligence. That's not the point. The point is the trauma of the event itself. We were extremely traumatized and that trauma was submerged in the subconscious mind. So part of what I'm getting at is that in order to heal the trauma, we have to look at and understand basic elements of human psychology. We don't really have time to do that here, but what I will propose and what I will share here, and which I outline inside the book, is a three-step process to healing the trauma of September 11th. In point of fact, you can use this three-step process to heal any given trauma that you've experienced inside your life. The first thing and the most important, and one of the most important things that people can begin to do is to purify their information stream. And what that means is that any information that traumatizes you will also trigger the trauma of September 11th, because the subconscious mind makes associations. Any given trauma, your subconscious mind associates with any other trauma that you've ever experienced in your life. Okay, that's how the subconscious mind works. It operates in cycles. It also seeks to make correlations between things. Your conscious mind, it thinks linearly, and it seeks to define things separate from each other. Okay, so these are I'll get into more of this inside the book. But the point being is that if you're able to purify your information stream and you begin to detoxify, in other words, you do not allow the information that has put you in a state of fear, you know, fear mongering, making you feel inferior, making you feel you externalize power. You feel as if you're small, that there's some force, great force out there that is more powerful than you. This is externalization of power, and it's put you inside a state of fear. That type of information you have to begin to purify out of your space. In other words, you can still get the same type of information on the same topics, but just get it from people who are not putting you in a state of extreme fear. Okay, because fear compromises the intellectual processes, and fear taps back into the subconsciously embedded trauma of September 11th. In point of fact, fear is an emotion. All emotions exist within the subconscious mind. All of your memories, including the traumas that you've experienced in your life, exist within the subconscious mind. So in the first place, begin to purify your information stream. And what happens is, as you allow your subconscious mind to eliminate this consistent barrage of fear-based programming, you eliminate that out of your space. Now your subconscious mind can go to work and begin to heal the trauma of September 11, 2001. So that's the first thing, to purify your media stream. Number two, engage in a conscious reflection on September 11th. In other words, think about what took place consciously, not based upon your subconscious mind or subconscious programming or the trauma. Think about it consciously. Think about what took place consciously. Okay, this is not emotionalism. I'm talking about intellectualism, due process, wherein you use critical thinking, you use logic and reason, and you think about September 11th. You ask questions like, what really took place? You ask questions like, what was lost on that day? You know, is the official version, is it 100% true? Any of the alternative versions? But make a conscious approach, not based upon emotions, because whenever you start to deal in emotions with September 11th, you trigger the trauma of September 11th. That's why a lot of people, when you talk about September 11th, not so much nowadays compared, let's say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you bring up September 11th and people have these emotional reactions. Well, there's a reason why. Because the subconscious mind has embedded that particular trauma of September 11th, and your subconscious mind is where your emotions reside. So if you can trigger the subconscious mind and the emotions associated with September 11th by talking about it, people become emotional about it. So conscious reflection on September 11th. And the third step, and I will say that this is the most important step. This is how we empower the species. This is how we empower ourselves. And that is to internalize power. Okay, there's a four-step process to mind control, or to any degree of control. Number one, you traumatize a person. Number two, you put them in a state of fear. Number three, they externalize power because they're in a state of fear. And then ultimately, because they externalize power, they're stuck in a state of control. Well, what we have to do in terms of healing the trauma is begin to internalize power. And that's precisely what I outline inside the book.
London Honor, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443 and continue our discussion on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
John Statler here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
...800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. We're joined by Lennon Honor tonight. If you have any questions or comments for him, or any comments in general, 800-313-9443. We do have some open lines, and we will get to your calls as they come. And, Lennon, you know, I was just talking to my wife during the break, and she's an intuitive person. She is... what do they call those people? An intuit? Intuitive? You know, from Star Trek?
Yes, like Deanna Troi.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yes, yes.
She's an empath. There we go.
Yes, that's yeah. Don't you? You know, you bring up sci-fi. You know, I have some answers for you.
Oh yeah. She's an empath. She said something that was interesting. She said, "You know what, Bob? I don't want to hear about it." And I came on to her during the break. Hey, did you hear what Lennon just said? Hey, you know, no, I'm not listening to it. And she listens to it and to my show usually. And you know, I'm lucky to have her interested in a lot of things. And a lot of times she's, you know, above my head on things, or above me, I should say, not above my head, but she's, you know, ahead of me in some regards. And she says, you know, just the fact that we're talking about it and bringing it up is feeding into their agenda. And in my gut, I just couldn't, on this day, or any day for that matter, not bring it up because of that. But at the same time, I kind of see what she's saying. I kind of see her point in that, you know, perhaps it is reliving the trauma every time we mention it. Perhaps it is feeding in to the beast. What do you think about that, Lennon?
Well, I think it depends. Again, I think it's a case-by-case situation. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there's a way that we can address particular issues in such a way to where it doesn't traumatize people, to where it's an intellectual thing. So, for instance, when I speak here, like I'm speaking, it's not emotionalism, and I'm not trying to make people fearful or anything like that. You'll find that the people who become fearful who are used, that they will be the people who are used to the fear paradigm. So part of what has to be understood, you know, in general, I think for everyone to understand is that, you know, what people like, you know, people like me or people like you, what we're trying to do is we are going into the paradigm where people reside, the fear paradigm, and we're seeking to assist people to come out of that paradigm. And that's not going to happen unless there's some sort of dialogue or some sort of discussion, but the dialogue must be strategic. So I understand where she's coming from. You know, there's a lot of people who may speak about particular topics, and the way that they do that is just, you know, it makes people more fearful. Well, that's not my approach. My approach is always individuals, you have to take an intellectual approach. And I should also mention that simply excusing a particular issue does not solve the issue either. However, speaking on a particular issue without a degree of sensitivity, if you will, is also inappropriate. And that is to say that there is a way that we must discuss particular traumatizing experiences. As another example, let me just give an example here, a life example that many people have experienced, because there have been many people who have been traumatized throughout their lives. September 11th is just one example. What I'm suggesting to people is just look at the trauma. You know, the re-traumatization occurs, and there's three stages to the 911 fear-based mind control program. The one is the installation, one is the triggering of the trauma, and the third is the reinstallation, and that is when people are re-traumatized. The re-traumatization takes place when people participate in a morbid death ritual celebration, which we call the anniversary. Okay, that is the re-traumatization of people. However, the intellectual processes to understand how people are gotten to that point of participating in the morbid death ritual, it's not about fear. It's about intellectualism. It's about logic and reason. But let me just use another example just to put it in the scope, because it's not just necessarily specific to September 11th. As I write my book, the way that I outline the book in terms of how to heal that particular trauma, September 11th, 2001, is also to, it can also be applied to any other trauma in your life. So let me just give a quick example. So if, in point of fact, to discuss a particular trauma that someone has had re-traumatizes them, well, then this would also mean that any other trauma that we've experienced in our life, just to talk about it, re-traumatizes the person. That's not true. Okay, now it can, if a person speaks about it in a particular way to where they're not tactful, wherein maybe they are quote-unquote fear-mongering, which is not something that I do. I take a very intellectual approach. The point being is that, for instance, there are people who may have been sexually molested as children. To bring it up may stimulate particular emotions in them, but you can actually guide a person through the healing process, but you got to bring it up and you got to talk about it in the first place, as opposed to simply shutting your eyes or closing your ears and saying, no, I don't want to hear about it. Okay, so this is what I'm saying. I understand where your wife is coming from, because I understand what she's saying, but I think that it also needs to be on a case-by-case study. And then also, how a person presents information is very important. If they're presenting the information intellectually and causing people to have intellectual process, a person's not going to be re-traumatized about September 11th. And it's not about feeding into some, you know, New World Order conspiracy, because I'm not into that fear-based paradigm either, the externalization of power. But what I'm suggesting is that when we discuss it and when we discuss it intellectually, what we're doing is we're assisting people to come out of the trauma and then to, instead of externalizing power, they begin to internalize power. Now, based upon the logic stream of your wife, if we just took it at face value in terms of without a case-by-case example, what this means is that if you assist a person, what this would mean is that if you would assist someone in coming out of a fear paradigm that is based upon a traumatizing experience, then you are, in point of fact, traumatizing them? No, that's not logical. Okay, so as Spock would say, speaking sci-fi here from Star Trek, that is not a logic. Okay. That is not an adequate logic stream. Okay, but
I went from the empath to Spock here. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Now, the empath feels, okay, so I want people to understand this. It's a feeling. So we're talking about emotions, which can also be traumas or it can be fear. Okay, that's not my approach. I come from the vantage point, my wife even tells me, you're like Spock. I come from a vantage point of intellectual process, logic and reason. It's not emotional. It's not fear-mongering. It's very precise so as to stimulate intellectual thought, critical thinking. And when an individual does that, regardless of what the trauma is, whether it's September 11th or child molestation, what have you, childhood abandonment issues, what have you, if you come from a vantage point of intellectualism, not from the empath or emotions, you can actually begin to heal the trauma and not re-traumatize yourself.
I do the same thing. And I hate to bring up gender roles here, but, you know, that's a part of the sacred masculine, if you will. And the sacred feminine on the other end of the spectrum has its role as the more intuitive and I don't know. I hesitate to even say that, but I found that to be the case, and we can never generalize, but it seems like the yin and the yang there is definitely a factor.
Yes, and that is balanced, though, too, you see, because there are males who may, for instance, if someone had come to the conclusions that I draw inside the book and based upon evidence and proof, based upon, you know, research over years, and if they came to that conclusion but they were imbalanced, they may go on a fear campaign and just, you know, be straight fear-mongering, calling
right.
externalized power, and people are all fearful, the New World Order, what have you. I don't come from that vantage point, but the reason why I don't, because I have my wife to balance me out. Isn't that right, baby? She just gave me the thumbs up. And the point being is that it's about balance. And if you're in a positive male-female relationship, you get the yin and the yang, you get the masculine and the feminine, the manner in which a man will present his information will be more in line with that degree of balance. And there are a lot of individuals, and, you know, your wife is absolutely, in this as a case-by-case study, in this sense, there are a lot of individuals who may have come to the same conclusion that I have in terms of 911 and to bring it up and want to talk about it, but because they lack balance, the feminine balance, okay, the emotional aspect, they may go off onto another extreme. Or in some cases, they may adopt certain aspects of the feminine and then take those to the extreme. So the point being is that it is about coming into balance. And, you know, in coming into balance, it's not an issue of like sweeping things under the rug. Ladies and gentlemen, people are being manipulated based upon a subconsciously submerged trauma. And I have evidence or proof of this, and I can back it up, and mass media backs it up in the 6 weeks leading up to September 11th every single year. In point of fact, the reason why people participate in the morbid death ritual celebration, which is not logical, it is emotional, and I'm talking about the anniversary where people dress in all black, and they cry, and they mourn, and they watch video footage of the death, and that's re-traumatization. What I'm seeking to do is to get people to recognize how is it that psychological warfare can be employed to get the species to that point. Now, that's not re-traumatizing people. What that is doing is giving people the tools necessary to reach beyond the trauma, hopefully heal the trauma, the 911 fear-based mind control program, and in the process, liberate themselves. So, again, it's an issue of balance. I understand where your wife is coming from, but I think that, you know, in general, we have to have a level of balance. You don't just close your eyes, but you also don't fear-monger. And what I do is I come, like, right in the middle based upon intellectualism, and that's how I present my information.
All right, fair enough. We're going to take our final break in just a moment. Lennon Honor has been our guest this hour, and we'll take some calls if we get him at 800-313-9443. Final segment to come. Jeez, that show went by fast. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about food freedom. We have a special guest coming on about that topic. We've been doing a series of shows on that and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, final segment tonight with Lennon Honor, and thanks again for coming on, Lennon. Your website, LennonHonor.com, right?
Yes, that's the main website. Now, I also have another website, linenhonorfilms.com, and that's my older work, and I've made a bit of a transition over the last 2 years to trying to deal with more empowering topics. Okay, so whether that is, you know, healing from past traumas, whether that's September 11th or any other trauma in our life, but also, you know, male-female relationships, how do we establish positive male-female relationships? What is the best course for any individual, I guess, for in terms of raising children, you know, birthing children, what have you. These are the types of topics that I address. Also topics related to manhood and masculinity and the value of men and how we should seek to, you know, function as empowered beings, to where we're changing the world in positive ways and those types of topics. So that on linenhonor.com, that's the thrust of that particular website. And then, of course, on linenhonorfilms.com, I have my older work, and that's a lot of the documentary work, dealing with the media manipulation, dealing with the occult symbolism, dealing with, the entertainment industry and the manipulation of human psychology via the entertainment industry, so forth and so on. So there's a plethora of things for people to get into, but my main website at this point is linenhonor.com.
And you also talk about transhumanism, right?
Oh, yes. I have a documentary series, The Borg Agenda, 7 of 9, The Sexualization of Technology, and I believe it's about 16 hours. And I still have 2 more segments to finish up that particular series, The Borg Agenda Part 8, and then another Borg Agenda Part 9. I should be finishing that up. So I've tackled that particular topic of transhumanism. And I also looked at it from the vantage point of Star Trek propaganda, sci-fi. I've also addressed the issue of race-based mind control program and within the Star Trek franchise. And point of fact, Star Trek, the whole foundation of it all is based upon race, racial superiority, racial inferiority. And this ship, the Enterprise, which is a financial venture, headed by Captain James Tiberius Kirk, which translates to the Roman Catholic Church, in other words, the Pope of Rome, they go on this venture to explore strange new worlds, seek out new civilization, and go where no civilized man has gone before. This is really the futuristic treatment of the wanton destruction of indigenous civilizations for the purposes of enslavement. That's what the whole foundation of Star Trek is, ladies and gentlemen. And in that series, I explore that particular issue of the race-based propaganda therein.
Interesting. I like Star Trek.
Yeah, me too. I'm a Star Trek fan. Okay, but I understand symbolism and I understand the subliminal plot lines. And
sure,
if you do the etymology, and it's not just with Captain Kirk, but with a lot of the other characters too, if you do the etymology and you translate James Tiberius Kirk, it translates to ruler. Tiberius was a ruler of Rome, and Kirk translates to church. So we're really dealing with the Vatican. We're dealing with the Roman Catholic Church. We're dealing with the Pope. And the Pope is on an enterprise that explores strange new worlds, so forth and so on. And what they do is instead of a seafaring vessel going out to sea, it's a spacefaring vessel going out in space. Space being a symbolic representation of water. And it goes so very, very deep. And I outline that and I analyze that inside the Borg Agenda. I think it's Borg Agenda Part 7A, 7B, and 7C. You all can find it on my website, linenhonor.com, or on linenhonorfilms.com. And again, I'm a Star Trek fan. You can still enjoy these particular stories, the storylines, so forth and so on, but we also have to have a level of symbolic, symbol literacy, if you will, so we can get to the deeper storyline as well. And that's what I do.
There was all sorts of philosophy and underlying stories behind each episode. I wasn't a Trekkie at any point, but there was a time and point where I was going back watching all the Next Generation episodes. That was my favorite, I think, of all the various incarnations of Star Trek, Next Generation. I tend to like that.
That's the series that got me into Star Trek. Okay, that was the one. And then later on, I went back and looked at the previous, you know, the ones from 1966 and 1967. But then also, got into Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Star Trek Voyager and then Star Trek Enterprise to a degree. It just wasn't all that great, so I didn't really watch that one. But I would consider myself to be a Star Trek fan, a recovering Star Trek fan. But also, I'm critical of the propaganda therein, especially the race-based mind control programming.
A recovering Star Trekaholic.
That's
when did you decide to become a Borg, Lennon?
A Borg. You know, it's fascinating that you bring that up, because even with September 11th, when people participate in the Morbid Death Ritual, it is Borg-like behavior.
Is it? Yeah. They're really like robots.
Yeah.
It's 9/11, time to wear black and cry and I mean, they should cry. Don't get me wrong. It's
well, the thing is that if you heal from the trauma, there's no need to cry anymore. But see, many people, they cry because the trauma is unhealed. That's the real issue. That's why you got to heal the trauma in the first place. And that's why I even talk inside my book, The Pursuit of Truth. You have to heal your traumas first. Otherwise, the pursuit of truth will be seen through the lens of traumatization. And you can't find truth through the lens of traumatization. You got to heal from the trauma, which empowers you. Then you can pursue truth and you see it through the lens of clarity and healing. And that's precisely what I outline inside the book. I mean, we got to heal from this particular trauma. Being hush-hush about it isn't going to solve it, because as we're hush-hush about it, mass media continues to issue their propaganda to trigger that trauma and re-traumatize people. And then we shouldn't, on the flip side, we shouldn't go all out and go on this barrage to try to, you know, I'm going to heal you by traumatizing you and making you fearful. No, you don't do that either. You come into a level of balance. And I think that's very important. And not just with this particular issue, September 11th. I think that's one of the things I've said over and over again on your show. The thing that I really, really appreciate about you, you know, you're a good dude. You're also a husband, a committed husband, a committed father. You know, you're a beautiful person. You know, I met you in person. Not just that, but the fact that the manner in which you go about sharing this information, you do it from a very intellectual. It's a very intellectual. I know you infuse comedy. I do that too, to make it more palatable. But you do come from the vantage point of empowerment. You come from with solutions. And I think that that's a critical component to all of this. It really is.
Well, we try to, Lennon. We try to. It's sometimes tough and you get lost and all the fear and all the doom and gloom, but if we don't come out of it with something, we'll go insane. So a lot of this is just to keep my sanity, to be honest. That's definitely where the humor comes into play.
That's right.
You know, you have to laugh, otherwise you'll go crazy, as they say.
That's right. So absolutely.
Well, Lennon, it's always a pleasure. What's next? What's coming up next for you?
Next, I'm working on a documentary series, The Global Motion Picture Stage Show, which takes a look at mass media and the news and how a lot of that is staged. And there are actors, and there are particular actors who play their roles, like Barack Obama. And I've already done part one and part two of that, and I'm going to be premiering part three for premium members on my website, LennonOnner.com. I do have premium membership there. That's what's up next. And then also, I'm working on my next book, which is Visions of Manhood. And this is where I'll be sharing my story and my path to becoming who I am today as a man, as a husband, and as a father. And I hope to have that done by January. And that will be titled Visions of Manhood.
I love it. Visions of Manhood. You know, that people have been taken away from that family structure. They really have. And men need to be men. Women need to be women. And that's not a sexist comment. That's a comment of empowerment for the family structure, which is extremely important. And the powers that shouldn't be want to get us away from that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's about balance. You know, it's about balance. And my wife and I, we exhibit this level of balance. We have a live video stream, Positive Relationships, where we talk about positive male-female relationships, raising families, raising children, five babies, so forth, homeschooling, home birthing, so forth and so on. I also have a live video stream on Sunday's Visions of Manhood. So if anyone wants to come on over and listen on in, and it's about coming into balance. And you're absolutely right. When we get the thing right about male-female relationships, we are so very empowered. And again, I want to thank you, brother, for all that you're doing. And thank your wife for being supportive as well. And, I can't think of anyone else that I wouldn't mind spending some time with on this particular day with all of the fear-mongering and so forth. I get to sit here and talk with you, and I feel so blessed. Thank you so much, brother.
Well, thank you, and it's always been great to come on your show, and we've talked about some of the things that are near and dear to our heart, which is homeschooling and the family and all that. And these are important things, and I've always stated that you're certainly a role model in my life. And if people want to get a chance to see us in the flesh together, we posted a YouTube video on my YouTube channel. It's linked up at bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N is how you spell my last name. That's bobtuskin.com, and you'll find our little discussion at the Free Your Mind Conference. Lennon, great to have you again. We'll stay in touch, and we'll have to have you back on for a full show.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. Talk with you soon.
All right. Check him out, LennonOnner.com. And if you appreciate the work we're doing here at the Bob Tuskin Show, I would really appreciate your help financially. Unfortunately, I am a little tight, and I could use some help if you have extra Fed notes hanging out. And you can do so by going to the website, BobTuskin.com. That's T-U-S-K-I-N. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donate to the Tuskin Family tab. And I really do genuinely appreciate that. All right, love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow night with another great show. Crazy ballads out of town. She's those crazy ballads out of town. This is
been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Freedom